Margaret Hamburg is stepping down from one of the most challenging jobs in the federal government, Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. The agency regulates drugs and medical devices. It also has an important role in food safety. NPR's Richard Harris reports that Hamburg survived far longer in the job than many of her predecessors.
If you are the FDA commissioner, no matter what you do, someone's going to complain that you're either too easy on industry or standing in the way of progress.
A lot of people ask me why I would ever want that job when I first took it on now almost 6 years ago, and it's true. It's a very challenging job.
Hamburg came to the job with an MD from Harvard and a stint as the New York City Health Commissioner. Though the agency has broad responsibilities, a lot of the focus is on the role to approve or reject potential new drugs, decisions that have a big impact on the fortunes of pharmaceutical companies and on public health.
We often joke here that there are only two speeds of approval, too fast and too slow.
Hamburg has had her share of disputes over drug approvals, including controversies over Plan B emergency contraception. Her decision to make it available without restriction was overruled by political higher-ups, but eventually upheld by the courts. She also had to deal with the rapid rise in the abuse of prescription painkillers. But Hamburg's legacy may be confronting a new global reality. A lot of our food and drugs come from overseas.
40% of the finished drugs that Americans consume are coming from other countries, and 80% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients, the part that really makes the difference, are manufactured in countries outside of our borders.
Those countries have different rules and sometimes lower scientific standards. And Tom Boyke at the Council on Foreign Relations says the FDA had been slow to recognize and confront that change.
The Food and Drug Administration is a domestic agency concerned about the health of U.S. citizens. But in order to fulfill that mandate, you need to be concerned about how food and drugs are produced abroad.
Boyke gives Hamburg high marks on that important issue.
Peggy was a transformative leader in coming to grips with the increasingly global realities of its mandate.
She added FDA inspectors and offices overseas, worked with her counterparts in other countries to pull up the global standards, and made the regulations more consistent across the globe.
What Peggy has done, really, I think, will be a lasting, enormous contribution.
Hamburg will step down at the end of March. Last month, she hired Dr. Robert Califf from Duke University as Deputy Commissioner for Medical Products and Tobacco, and industry observers say he's a potential successor.
You know, that's a decision the White House will make.
And Senate approval for this key position can also be contentious. Richard Harris, NPR News.